Hello team, this is Greg reporting in from Argentina, southern Argentina. I left Buenos Aires about 4 or 5 days ago, and I have been in the city of Los Aires, where God really directed us strongly to go as our first stop with Yvonne and Roxana, his wife, who left and went back to her city of Sarmiento, which is the town I actually first started in Argentina 20 years ago. Los Aires was very good. It was the people that God really touched that had come to another city, a team on fire, especially bringing in a lot of young people and young couples that are really, you know, ready to do anything. Most because they heard we were there, so they went there and got a huge boost in what their call was and what they're to do. And so far, they've bought about, there's six different couples they bought into the kingdom in the last 3 months. And we spent most of our time just ministering to them. A lot of people that had bondages from being in the world and came in just wanted some ministry. And it was actually quite incredible, all the things that happened with them and all the confirmations they got. So they're mainly doing a lot of small group house groups, kind of overseeing that. They pastored in the past, but they know that's the thing to do now, is get everybody involved in smaller groups. God's growing everything from the ground up. The biggest thing that happened when I first got there is I lost my cell phone on the bus, and we just assumed somebody stole it and actually suspended the number, looked through all my luggage and could not find, or all my carry-on luggage that I had with me. Not in there, not in my pockets, not anywhere. So we suspended the number, and the next day, well, that evening, we all got together and prayed and just proclaimed that the cell phone would be back the next morning. The Lord wanted to do it, translate it, or however he wanted to do it. And amazingly, the next morning I wake up with my cell phone is buzzing in a place that he looked at many times, me and other people double checking that I'd checked everything, and there it was. And then I get a message from intercessor Debbie Fry the next day talking about how God had sent angels there helping me. So that was quite a relief, as you can imagine, a cell phone holding most all your pertinent information and your communications and all that. So it started off with something miraculous, and the word before the trip was believe the impossible. So the impossible's already happened once, and we're expecting many more. And I've been ministering now in a city took us about 7 hours to get down south, in a place that Robert and I had visited before. In fact, we're really sick here once, and they were great caregivers at the time. It's in the city of Piedra Buena, and it's almost down to Rio Gallegos, which is the next big city. It's in the province of Santa Cruz, the last province before the province of Tierra del Fuego, where people launch from Ushuaia to go down to the Arctic. Anyway, we're going to be here for a couple more days. I felt we were supposed to go to this other city. Well, we didn't know if we're supposed to go, but we kept hearing the name. And then we find out when we get here that they have people coming from that city, a pastor coming from that city especially, that really wanted to meet with us. So he's coming in Thursday, the day you should be getting this, and he's going to spend time with us. And so we'll be ministering to them. But We've been getting a lot of words for different people here, helping people get confirmed in the calling and that realizing that God sees them all and everyone's unique, and he's got a ministry for everyone in whatever area of society that he's put them. Anyway, thank you for your intercession. Please keep it up, knowing that God plans on doing some miraculous stuff and really touching people. He really did touch some people to the point they were on the ground because the presence of God was so strong. So God is just confirming that he sent me again with certain signs and wonders. Yes, please keep praying. Thank you for that. And I'll give you an update soon. But sorry, I didn't give you one. And it was mainly because my cell phone was missing, and we had took 3 days to reactivate the number again after we suspended it. But I'll try to get back again within the next few days, and definitely with a wrap-up of the trip. So I'll be back in Buenos Aires, should be back in Buenos Aires by the night of the 16th, Tuesday the 16th, if everything goes well. So thank you for proclaiming that it will go well, and the kingdom will be extended. From Southern Argentina, Greg out.